فأتباعته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected elders and brothers, the ayat which I recited in the khutbah from Surah Ali Imran. Very frequently we hear this ayat being recited in bayans, wherein Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. In this ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is mentioning a very great virtue for this ummah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is showing us what is our status. But with this also, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is showing us what is our responsibility. We have forgotten our status also in the sight of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and we have forgotten that the status comes with a very great responsibility. First of all, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made us insan and human beings. Remember, from the thousands of different species of creation you have, insan is the best of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's creation. Ashraful makhluqat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given insan aqal and intellect. With his aqal, with his intellect, with his understanding, insan can progress tremendously. Then from human beings, remember, there were thousands of nations that have passed before us. Thousands of anbiya came with different followers. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made us the best ummah. Allah made us the best nation. Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best ummah. You are the best nation. There are different reasons for why Allah made us the best ummah. Quran Sharif speaks of these reasons. In this ayat, there is one particular reason that is mentioned. But in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. One of the reasons for us being the best ummah is that this ummah has got moderation in it. We do not go to extremism. One extremism is a person, he over-exaggerates and he takes things to a different level. And another form of extremism is where he becomes too lax or he becomes deficient. So this ummah is a ummah of moderation. In every respect we have got moderation. And then the other reason that is mentioned in this ayat is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best ummah which have been brought for the benefit of mankind. Allah Ta'ala brought this ummah to give direction to mankind. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brought this ummah to serve as beacons of light for mankind. You're supposed to be leaders. You're supposed to be role models. You're supposed to be setting an example to the rest of the nation, to the rest of humanity. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You command with good and you prohibit from evil. So this is two very great responsibilities of this ummah. You have to always command with good. What's good? What is good? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared to be good? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared to be good? Salah, ibadat, tilawat, zakat, hajj, roza, durood sharif, whatever is good. We have to command people to do what is good. And watanhuna anil munkar. And you prohibit from that which is evil. What is haram? What is sinful? We prohibit from that. We stop people from that. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you have very strong iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummahs of the past also had iman. But this ummah, the iman has to be stronger. The iman has to be unshakable. It mustn't be that a person has got iman, but then some fitna comes and his iman is blown away. No, the iman has to be very strong. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Irrespective of the circumstance, irrespective of the condition, whatever may be happening, but our iman needs to be very strong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us this great task and responsibility. We are here to give guidance to the rest of mankind. We are here to lead the way, to show people what's right and what's wrong. We have got the solution to the problems of the world. If we analyze the situation in this day and time, we'll find that Shaitan and the agents of Shaitan are working very hard. They are working around the clock to misguide and mislead people. They say, just to program one game, sometimes they use 300 highly qualified people, 300 PhD holders, to program one game for the children. This is the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kuffar, the disbelievers. They know why they're doing that. They need to distract these children. They need to take these children into a different line. So they have to program that game in such a way that when the child starts playing the game, he doesn't want to wake up. You'll see children can play these games for hours and hours. The child won't move. So they have got 300 professionals. Doctors, scientists, psychologists, psychiatrists. They have to program it in such a way that it's completely consumed. So the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kuffar, the disbelievers, they are working very hard to misguide mankind. They utilize all the wealth that they have got. They utilize their time. They utilize their resources. See all this drugs that you see all around. This is a major problem in the communities. I was speaking to one youngster, not from central Durban, another area. And he told me that in his area, 80% of youngsters are taking drugs. I told him, you sure 80%? You're telling me 8 out of 10 boys? That's the way it is. Maybe there is a bit of exaggeration. But then too, remember, there are a lot of people that are getting hooked onto all the substance abuse. It's not just happening automatically. There is a third force behind all of this that is pushing it. That's why you cannot curb it. You cannot stop it. But all the law enforcement you have, you cannot curb it. Because a lot of these things are coming from somewhere on the top. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But the reality is that Batil is working very hard. A few weeks ago, we had one alim from Johannesburg and some brothers who came from the Makhalisburg rehab. They took out their time and made an effort to undertake this journey to Durban with no remuneration. Just to bring about a drug awareness, to create some sort of
awareness in the people, in the minds of the parents, youngsters. They went to schools. They even came to this masjid and had a program. But unfortunately, they mentioned themselves that the people who are supposed to be in this program, they don't come. So you have these programs, but how many people actually attend these programs? How many people actually worry about this? Are we really concerned of our children? Do we have that fikr in our minds to say what's going to happen to this child when he grows up big? He mustn't go on the wrong path. Let me get some advice from professional people, people that are in this field. The stories that they mentioned were actually very frightening. And some of those stories, I will not even mention it in the masjid, but out of necessity, they had to say it. They had to tell you what is the reality of the situation to bring about an awareness. So Maulana Riaz was one of the ulama that addressed us on that night. He mentioned one incident. He says one day, month of Ramadan, he just finished his sehri, preparing himself for Fajr. That's a time when you're making dua and his phone starts ringing. He wouldn't normally answer his phone at that time, but for some reason he picked up, answered the phone. And the woman is screaming on the other side, Maulana, come now, come now. Says this woman is 45 kilometers away. What does she mean, come now, come now? What you mean, what's the problem? Says, no, she's about to stab her father. The daughter got a knife in her hand and she's about to stab the father. Maulana quickly, he contacted the brothers of the CPF. He said, go and defuse the situation. They went to the house, they calmed down everything, they defused the situation. They phoned the Maulana, asked him, what should we do? Take this girl to the police station, lock her up, charge her. He says, no, bring her to me. They bring the girl to him, and he asks her, what possesses you to do something like that? Your father, 69, 70 years of age, taking care of you, taking care of your children, doing all this. You take a knife and try to stab him. Says, no, this voice in my head is telling me to. Remember, all this thing is linked with shaitan. Shaitan is linked with all these things. Whether it's music, whether it's clubs, whether it's cinemas, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol. Shaitan is there and all his agents working very hard. So then the Maulana had to then tell her that, sister, from the time we are children, we learn A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. When this voice in your head is telling you to do something, this voice is from Shaitan. You need to understand this. So respected friends, the forces of Batil are working very hard to lead humanity to destruction, to lead humanity to Jahannam. We as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been given a task, have been given a responsibility, have been given a duty. What are we doing to fulfill this responsibility? What are we doing to bring people on the straight path? What are we doing to take people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to ask ourselves this very, very crucial question. One person asked Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, Grand Mufti of India, that Hazrat, I see you are discouraging sports. Why are you discouraging sports? Is it haram to play sports? So Hazrat told the person, let me explain to you with an example for you to understand better. Imagine there is a locality that is about to be destroyed. You know, the enemy is going to destroy them. They're going to wipe them out. Then the government, he deploys you. He gives you some vehicles. He gives you some equipment. He tells you, go and pick all those people up and bring them to the shores of safety. En route you are going, you see a cricket match. Now you are amused. You're entertained. Hey, look at that person. Look at how he's hitting the ball. Or you see a soccer match. And now you're amused, you're entertained. As a result, those people are all annihilated, all destroyed. They've all lost their lives. Will this be acceptable? I don't know, I was only watching cricket, Maulana. I was just seeing soccer. What was your responsibility? What was your duty? So he says, if you understand this example, then you'll understand now why I'm discouraging people to get consumed with these sports. because you have come with a very, very great responsibility. Another example to understand this is, imagine there is a fire that is burning, and you are a qualified firefighter. You can save people's lives, and now you're busy. The fire is burning, people are screaming, they're asking for help. Remember, there are people out there that are crying from inside. We meet people all the time. The man outwardly is smiling, outwardly is showing you a good face. There are people that are crying inside. They don't know who to go to anymore. They don't know what to do. The problems they have got, they can't solve those problems. Sometimes you've got a man got marital problems, a man got problems with his children. He needs some sort of direction. It's not difficult. It's all there. It's already given in the Quran and Hadith. He just needs a bit of encouragement. He needs some advice. He needs some motivation. So people are screaming, you are a qualified firefighter, but you are busy now with your phone, with your WhatsApp. You're sitting on social media. People are dying. People are losing their lives. You're a qualified life saver. People are drowning. You're on the ocean of the sea. You can see people are drowning. People are dying. People are screaming for help. You're too busy with your phone. Doing what? No, I'm just, you know, speaking to people, passing some time, killing some time. That has become our example. We're now killing time. We're now passing time because we forgot our responsibility. We forgot who we were. We forgot what we are here for. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la'allaka ba'khihun nafsaka. That fikr, that concern, that gham, that cry in his heart. Allah Ta'ala is saying that perhaps you will sacrifice yourself. You will lose your life because you are so concerned of these people. That's the level of concern. Rabiul Awwal came. MashaAllah. People heard some naats, they heard some ashar, they heard some poetry, they shed some tears, they cried. Is ishq only that? Or is ishq the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Action. That ishq has to now come into action. You have to be concerned. The same worry that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. This is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his life for this deen. He shed his blood for this deen. He gave his sweat for this deen. He gave everything for this deen. Then he told you, now I'm leaving this deen to you. You go, you convey the message. You take it to the four corners of the world. You go out there. You teach this deen. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Those who are present, those who have heard, those who know, go and teach those who don't know. Are we fulfilling this responsibility? Do we really love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? On the day of Qiyamah, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to ask us, what did you do to protect my deen? At the time when this deen was in jeopardy, at the time when people were losing their iman, when people were going on the wrong track, all this was happening. We were losing our youngsters. We were losing our children. What did you do at that time? No, I was too busy. I had no time. Unfortunately, that has become now our attitude. We do not have time anymore. Time for everything else. But time for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So respected friends, this is our responsibility. Commanding good and prohibiting evil, stopping the wrong. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala was giving a khutbah. And he told the people, Ya ayyuhan nas, khudu ala aidi sufahaikum. There will always be some foolish people that will do some wrong things. But you go and stop them. Stop them from the wrong. Because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would normally, one of the ways he educated us was with parables, with examples, with stories. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an example of a ship. The whole lot of people boarded the ship or this boat. And then they drew lots and they stipulated their places. One person got his place, then he's digging into the ship. He's trying to make a hole. People came to him, Ma tasna, what are you doing? You will sink this whole ship, we all will be drowned. So he says, this is none of your business. This is my space. You know, that's exactly what people see now. Hey, none of your business. It's my life. That's my child. The man is telling you something for your own betterment, for the improvement of your child, so that tomorrow you don't cry, you don't have problems. This is the attitude. In Pakistan, some time ago, they had a slogan, the women and the girls, Mera Jism Meri Marzi, my body, my choice. I'll dress how I want to. Who are you to tell me how to dress? Allah protect. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you? Where did that become your body? Who gave you that body? Allah gave you that body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you life. Allah gave you everything. Now you're saying, my body. I can choose. No, you can't choose. I can't choose. What Allah said, that's what has to be done. Whether it's me, whether it's my child, whoever it is, what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So people are gone like that. Don't tell me what to do. Mind your own business. But eventually that same person will come back crying. I'm telling you, we're seeing it all the time. That same person that got that attitude, just leave him a few years down the line. Then he's crying, hey, Maulana, what I must do now? This is what happened to me. Look at my child now. My child is going on the wrong path. But bhai, you were told this over and over again. You are warned. This is the time you are living in. Do something. Save your child. Before, you didn't want to listen to nothing. You didn't want to take any advice. That advice is not being given. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us this advice. Who wishes better for us than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are our greatest well wishes. They want the best for us. Best in the dunya, best in the qabr, best in the akhirah. So this is our responsibility. We have to command with good and prohibit from evil. Let us start from within our own homes, our children, our families, people that we have got influence over. Let us start some talim, start reading some kitab. Let's start attending dini programs. These dini programs are happening in the masjid. Thursday night, zikr is taking place. Durood Sharif is being read. Dua is being made for the ummah. How many people are coming for these programs? How many people? You come yourself and see. How many people are coming for the salah? So let us now take this deen serious. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our deen. We have to protect this deen. We have to preserve this deen. We will have to stand firm. We will have to hold firm to the teachings of Allah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, if we turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take care of the deen of Allah, Allah will take care of us. Allah will protect us. You help Allah, you help Allah's deen, Allah will help you, He'll help your children, and He'll help the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.